The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Wait. I have a riddle for you. For me.
Really?
Tell me. I see without seeing. To me, darkness is as clear as daylight. What am I?
Please! You're as blind as a bat!
Exactly.
Oh, exactly. That was Val Kilmer playing Batman. And of course, Jim Carrey playing the Riddler in Batman Forever. What a turkey of a movie. Anyway, Brian Lloyd is with me, the entertainment journalist. Brian, I almost feel bad giving this Val Kilmer has passed away and we're going to reflect on his life that we played a clip from that particular movie. What's your favourite Val Kilmer movie?
Heat, without a doubt. And Heat is actually one of my, if I was to do like all time, my all time favourite films, it's absolutely Heat.
It's like, Heat's your. I feel we're gonna go down a tangent here. Heat's your favorite movie of all time.
Yeah, would be. Yeah, that'd be on me. If I was to do a top five, that'd be it. Like Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, Val Kilmer, Michael Mann, Los Angeles. It's absolutely incredible.
Okay, no, I'm gonna have to reverse back because I fear I'm about to get mired in a conversation about the best movies of all time.
And
we're meant to be talking about Val Kilmer
it?
Here. I have seen Heat. I think it's absolutely brilliant, but I just, you know, it's just such a controversial thing, Brian, to pin your flag to a single. Anyway, look, you're doing it. You're dragging me into it. Stop.
Apologies.
The '90s. Heat came out what? Mid '90s, did it?
1995. Yeah.
1995. I mean, that was the Val Kilmer decade, wasn't it?
Well, very much so, yeah. I mean, you think of it like, I mean, he had Tombstone at the start of it around 1993.
I forgot before about that, Tombstone. He was Doc Holliday, was he?
Doc Holliday in that, and brilliant in it. Absolutely fantastic in it, against Kurt Russell and Sam Elliott. But before that, he had Oliver Stone's The Doors, where he played Jim Morrison. And, you know, you watch that film, it's a mess of a film. It's an absolute mess of a film. But you cannot deny how good he is in it as Jim Morrison. And famously enough, him and the cast all learned their instruments and went to the Whiskey A Go-Go in Los Angeles and played a number of songs as this sort of Doors tribute band. And Kyle MacLachlan tells this story that Ray Manzarek turned up at one point and heard them playing, and he said it was like he thought he was having like an acid flashback because they sounded that good, and Jim Morrison looked and sounded that much like Jim Morrison. And that's what he was known for. He was known for this like real intensity that every time he got into a role, he would just throw himself into it. And I remember, and here's a big name drop, I was interviewing Joel Schumacher, who was the director of Batman Forever there, and he was saying that, and this is on record, he said it many times, that Val Kilmer drove him mental when he was directing Batman Forever, because Val Kilmer really threw himself into it. He really wanted to kind of get into the psychology of Batman. And Joel Schumacher's attitude was, look, this is a live action cartoon. It's Batman. We're going back to the 60s with Adam West. You don't need to think too hard about it. So it's fine. But of course, Val Kilmer was trying to go, you know, deep and dark with it, like almost kind of to the level of what Christian Bale did 10 years later, you know?
He got a reputation though around that time for being a bit tricky on set, didn't he?
Yeah, being very difficult, yeah.
Was it that reputation that led to a dip in the quality of stuff he was working on after that? He was in The Saint and Ghost in the Darkness, The Island of Dr. Moreau. I quite like Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. I thought that was actually a good movie that he was
in
the early noughties. But beyond that, I mean, even those few I mentioned, they're kind of B-movies, let's be honest about it. I mean, after Heat, there was more and more B-movies.
There was. I mean, I definitely can see that his career took a dip. And that, I mean, his personal life was a bit tricky as well. I mean, he was famously divorced Joanne Whalley, without really kind of telling her. Like, the story goes that she was in a hotel room and was like flicking through CNN or something like that, and it came up that Val Kilmer has divorced Joanne Whalley, and this was the first she'd heard about it. And there's a brilliant documentary about his life, just called Val. And he talks about it, and he also kind of talks about his whole sort of creative ethos. And I mean, he was a really interesting person. Like, he had this massive plot of land in Arizona that he was going to turn into a sort of like artist colony, kind of like what they did it like in LA in the 60s out in like Malibu and stuff like that. He wanted to turn it into this sort of hive of creativity, if you like, that he eventually had to sell because the divorce from Joanne Whalley really kind of took it out of him financially, you know?
Yeah, maybe that's why he didn't want to tell her about it. Anyway.
Probably, yeah.
Brian, thanks for joining us. Brian Lloyd, the entertainment journalist. You'll get Top Gun in the doors all day about Kilmer, but Doc Holliday in Tombstone is where it's at. I'm your Huckleberry. What a performance. The Saint, Val Kilmer's best movie, says John in Tip. Val Kilmer in Top Secret, 1984, still a great movie. And yeah, somebody else agreeing with me. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, very underrated Val Kilmer movie. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang is a brilliant, brilliant movie.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.